Yes, I love this gospel. This we can follow this Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. That's Bar something is son of. So Jesus was Jesus Bar Joseph, for example. So it's a Jew writing to other Jews. See, so they use that kind of language. A Greek wouldn't appreciate that. So you'd see these little subtleties. Jericho is, if I'm not mistaken, unless something's changed, the oldest known inhabited city on earth. We know, we have archaeology going back 10,000 years. In our first trip to Jerusalem, they showed us a wall that was carbon dated at 10,000 years old. The city itself has moved from place to place, but all around this spring, in the middle of what is otherwise the Judean desert, is quite bleak. Very bleak. There's nothing really like it on earth except maybe Death Valley, that kind of thing. So it's right at the base of the hill where you ascend 2,500 feet, something like that, to Jerusalem. So it's kind of the last chance stop, you know, before you go in through the pass where the robbers are, where the Good Samaritan story is told, and then you get to Jerusalem at the top. And it used to be that was until a couple of years ago, that is a Palestinian town, not a Jewish town. So they used to run the casinos there, and everybody would come there. It's kind of like the Indian sort of things we have here. So it's still a very popular place and a very interesting place to visit. So Jesus is taking the way along the Jordan River. Most Jews went that way to avoid the Samaritans, whom they didn't get along with, neither one nor the other. And so that was the normal route of travel, and then they would come up. It's a little bit longer from Galilee down into the Jordan Valley and then back up. And so Jesus is doing this with a bunch of people following him. The blind man, we had Zacchaeus at the beginning of the route in another story, and now here he's leaving town, and this guy's begging by the he's begging by the freeway off ramp. You know what I'm saying? This is the place where everybody's leaving. So he knows where to go. He's born blind. People have charity on him. This is all he has. There's no social security. This is the way this man lived. And so he doesn't know Jesus is coming. Jesus is passing by. We read between the lines and we find our own story in every line of this gospel. Jesus passes by. Sometimes we expect him, like coming to church. But we learn about Jesus here and then watch for him during the week when he passes by unexpectedly. This man has heard of Jesus, but he never thought Jesus would be coming by. He didn't hear. Here comes Jesus. People are saying, it's Jesus, it's Jesus. This man's sitting there. He can't see him. What does he do? Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. Jesus is walking along and talking. This is the way that teachers would, this is normal. That's why they call them followers, you see. They would follow the teacher who would walk and teach. So Jesus he's talking to people and they're listening as he walks. Imagine that there's a large crowd that we're going to follow him until the base of the hill, right? And so how would you like it? I got to come out here, I guess. I have to walk around with this one. They're walking along and here's this guy in the back. Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. They can't hear a thing Jesus is saying. What are they going to do? Shut up. Shh. Be quiet, right? Is that what you'd do? You know you would. Don't look innocent at me. That's what you'd do. But Bartimaeus is persistent. He calls again and again. Nobody is going to shush him up. So Bartimaeus meets a lot of opposition on the way. The crowd is against him, and what is more, Jesus appears not to be listening. Either he can't hear it, or he's deliberately going on without answering. Many people are calling to him. They all want to be either healed or whatever. So Jesus can't answer them all. He's walking along as if he's not hearing. Doesn't it begin to sound like the Lord? We have some prayers where it appears God doesn't listen. See how this story now becomes our story. We're blind. We can't see Jesus. None of us, if you've seen Jesus, please see me after Mass. We can't see him with our eyes. We will. We will all see him, but not now. We're not allowed to right now. We're Bartimaeus, surrounded by a hostile crowd, not just the people of the world, but all of our temptations and the obstacles to prayer. We kind of get discouraged. We've been in the Adoration Chapel, or we're praying a Bible study, or at home with our Bible, and it gets a little bit dull or something, and we're tempted to give up. God isn't answering. The Lord isn't as clear as it used to be. It's not as much fun. And that's when we get going. Bartimaeus doesn't give up in the face of opposition. Many of us probably would have been, pushed into submission, but he's not. This is a gospel of perseverance. There are times when the Lord will not talk to us right away. He wants us to learn to persevere, to trust him when he doesn't answer, to trust him when the answer is not what we're expecting. But this is not this gospel. Bartimaeus, it's very interesting that Jesus doesn't listen right away. We don't see this too often in these gospels. And Jesus is on his own journey. Bartimaeus is sitting there. Jesus is the one that's walking by. You know, God is passing by. That's a wonderful book by Monsignor Blessed Escriva, wrote this book. Jesus is passing by. The people of the world, do we recognize him walking through the corridors of Kaiser and the world in these very challenging times that we live in around here? You know, find him every day. So finally, Jesus stops and he says, come over here. And now the crowd changes. Now they're all rooting for him. You know why? They want to see a miracle. So now they're rooting for him. They're not on his side. They're in for a show, you know. But anyway, now suddenly all the doors fly open. And this happens in our prayer too. Suddenly all the doors fly open. I've told this story 100 times. That Adoration Chapel we had over there for 10 years in that closet, I invited this priest over, and I said, I want to fill up those 3 hours on First Friday. We couldn't do it. He says, I won't preach that unless we preach perpetual adoration. I said, we can't do that. 8 weeks later, we had it. We've been doing it ever since. All the doors flew open. Everything we did, bang, 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 bang. That's what God wanted. First three walls in this building, same building. Don't tell me that was a coincidence. So this man, Jesus comes up, and here's the other really interesting thing that Jesus does. This man, he's blind. I don't know what they did in those days, but I imagine a white cane and sunglasses, you know, that kind of thing. And everybody knows he's blind. He stands in front of the Lord. Oh, this is good. I'll take my glasses off. Where are you? I'm virtually blind without my glasses. What does Jesus say to him? What does he say to this man? What do you want? It's got to be that sounds like the dumbest question in the world. Is there anybody there that doesn't know what this man wants? Why does Jesus say a thing like that? Because he wants us to ask. Jesus already knows. He doesn't need you to say anything to him. He created us, and he knows exactly our thoughts, our deeds, our intentions, our heart. Thank God he knows our heart. Nobody else does. He knows our heart, that we, whether we're with him or not. But he expects us to ask. He wants to talk to us. He wants you to talk to him about your day, how it's going. To be honest with him. If you don't like something that's going on, tell him, and then finish it with "Thy will be done." I don't like your will, but your will be done. Help me to understand this. He's okay with that, you know. But he wants us to talk with him. This man had to ask out loud. That's a sign for us. There's so many graces, Our Lady said in a few apparitions. She was holding, I can't remember the apparition, but she was holding all these graces, and it's an approved one, and the visionary said, what is that? These are the graces nobody asked for. How about that? So then, of course, our Lord opens his eyes, and the final thing, which again is code word, and Bartimaeus followed him on the way. And the way was the first name for Christians before it became known as Christians, the followers of the way. He became a follower of Jesus. Did he follow him to Jerusalem? We don't know. But we know he followed him all the way out of town, changed his life. So I think the larger issue in this story is, how do we pray? God is a personality. He's dealing with you one person to another. We all have our own journey in life. We're all Bartimaeus. As I was saying before Mass, we're all saints in the making. This is what our Lord wants. We're not here just to have a good time. Thank God there's a lot of that in our lives. But really, we're here to prepare for heaven where we're going to live eternally. And for this reason, God allows these trials. He doesn't answer sometimes because he wants us to grow in faith. The trials are meant to trust him. And also, sometimes we just have to suffer. That's how we grow spiritually, suffering for someone we love, like Jesus. But most of all, we're all blind. We cannot see the world of the future. Only someone who's been there and comes back can tell us what it's like. I'm not talking about near-death experiences. I'm talking about the one who created us, who came through the veil and told us what's in the future, saved us, opened the door, came back, and asked for faith. Not everybody on earth has heard this story, but those of us who have, he expects more of. We're living in a dark world where many don't know the faith, but we who do have a responsibility to answer the call for everyone who doesn't. We have a special responsibility right now. So every day we have to kind of, the idea is, oh God, open my eyes so I can see you. Open the eyes of my faith, that sixth sense that we don't have yet. We don't have that ability to see the spiritual world which surrounds us even now. And it is said that whenever we have the Eucharist, Mary is present. Why? Because this is her son. We can't see her. The angels are here. We can't see them. One day we'll see what was really going on at St. Ed's. We won't believe it. But that's part of the journey. This blind man, I'll finish with this. There were so many that he passed by that nothing happened. They had sight, but they didn't believe. All they wanted was to see a show. They listened, but nothing changed. This blind man who could not see and didn't even know Jesus was coming is the one that had the most attention and healing, because in his blindness, he learned to see, and those with sight were blind. This is the way we often see in the world. God doesn't reveal himself to the arrogant, but to the humble. And this journey of faith of Bartimaeus now becomes our journey. We too are, at times, we're sitting by the road and our Lord comes by. We recognize our opportunity. It can change our lives. Our Lord, O Lord,